Osiris.
Hey, this is Adam Chase with Jazz's Fish. Then you know Osiris is creating a community that connects people like you with podcasts and live experience about artists and topics you love. There's going to be all sorts of events this summer. Check them out with artist interviews, contests, all the stuff they got going on. Go to osirispod.com, get in the loop. Relics Magazine is helping them out. Check out relics.com, check out jazzisfish.com. These are some of the best guys in the business, and we love you supporting music.
You're listening to Which Is Better with Brad Edwards, Gary Fletcher, Sean Parrott, and most importantly, me, Mark Anunsen. Also, that monkey guy.
Oh, Bush.
Oh, man. I'm really tore up.
Bush died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
41.
The burning,
Herman Walker, Herbert Walker, Texas Ranger Bush, the 57th ambassador to China of the United States of this America,
Herbie Vice the President Love Bush?
For 8 years.
Didn't President. He puke on a Chinese guy?
He probably did.
He puked. A lot.
He was a great, great war criminal that ignored AIDS and ruined the economy.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, he also ran the CIA, so certainly he had some, you know, leaders killed.
Yeah, and he got to keep ruining the world with his idiotic son. That's another thing. Mm-hmm. With this Bush dying, get ready for a speech by fucking W.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's been able to skate through events by just sort of showing up and, like, being, like, the
goofy,
idiot that's, like...
giving candy to Michelle Obama. God,
yeah. He's another one. It's like, how can someone... hopefully after whatever the next few years we'll get rid of Trump.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
And then will people be like, ah, Trump? Remember Trump? Like fondly, like, aw.
Yeah.
It's like, no, aw.
I don't know, man.
You can't just be a piece of shit and then all of a sudden you're not a piece of shit. What was Bush? 90 fucking five? How old was he?
Yeah.
90 something? It's in his 90s.
Touching butts.
He's a butt toucher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about that, didn't we?
Yeah. He fucking his wife had an abortion.
Yeah.
What? Did his wife have an abortion?
I think she had an abortion.
It was W.
Oh.
He survived.
Wow. Made it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why he's so dumb.
Yeah, like a piece of coat hanger broke off in his brain. He's like, ah.
Yeah.
My daddy. I'm here to talk about my daddy. Fuck you all.
My daddy was a great man.
What if he sang a song? It's like Tupac's My Dear Mama, but you just changed it.
He sings a song by Bush.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Glycerin. Bush.
Let's see. What other Bush related?
Bush.
Kate Bush.
Oh, yes.
Love the ring, love the ring up the hill. I talk with God.
It's got the ring of cup.
Oh, he's doing he can like sing Don't Give Up.
He could sing Don't Give Up.
That'd be really
he should
good.
Give up now.
Mm-hmm. But man, Bush is just so fun, though. Like, he's so goofy.
Wouldn't be prudent to save people from AIDS.
I mean, that's what a real president looks like.
That's true. That's true. He had glasses. Is he the only president to ever have glasses?
I think he was the only bald president ever.
Really?
Was he bald?
He was thin.
That's nice.
Thinning. You can't not be, at least, handsome is not the word, because Trump isn't handsome. You have to be a character. You have to look like you could be in something.
Yeah.
You know, like, like have some kind of
we need to get this Beto boy.
Like a Dick Tracy villain.
I want Beto to be my president.
I don't know about Beto.
I like Beto, yeah.
Apparently,
he's young and he's hot.
Hillary and Bernie are both like, yeah, we'll try again. It's like, God, here we fucking go.
Fucking idiots.
It worked out great.
Fucking.
I love Bernie, but you can't even overcome your own party's horse shit.
Yeah.
Get
the you're not even cutthroat enough to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need just a fucking Dwayne the Rock Johnson in there.
Yes, please.
I would gladly.
Actually, he's a conservative. So
yeah, that's true.
That would not be fine. Good.
I mean, you know, he is while he's in office, like Schwarzenegger, like while Schwarzenegger's in office, he's rolling back shit. He's awful.
Free then he gets protein out, he's like, chicks for all women.
Yeah. Then he's like, no longer goes like, we have to get solar panels. I'm like, why didn't you have solar panels when you're anyway?
You're right.
Let's see here.
We should dedicate tonight's episode to former president of the United States of America, Bush.
We want you guys to listen to this podcast at half mast. Just turn the volume down.
Too late. I got a chub.
Nice.
Half a chub.
Well,
look at it, everybody.
That's not bad.
I can hear it.
Let's record it.
It's singing. God bless America.
That's what it sounds like.
I want you guys to look over at Holly. The lovely, talented Holly gave me a puzzle.
Oh, wow.
You guys know Holly. She calls on the show.
Yeah. Wait.
This is a limited edition because she has gone to the printers.
The plant?
No, not Holly Berry's. Not she doesn't deck the halls.
Oh, okay.
A puzzle. Holly Carton. So,
we
recommended people get on our Instagrams and buy yourself. This one is, though, she went and changed the background. So this is like a limited edition. I can sell this for $10 million.
Sell it right now.
I'm going to sit on it for now.
Okay.
I'm going to sit on it. The only problem with putting the puzzle together is a cat.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do it. You got a cat in the house.
Tell me about it.
You know what I mean. You got Bug.
Yeah.
Bug the cat. Bug's still with us, right?
Yeah, she's alive.
All right. It would have been awkward if...
Oh, you got dead cat Bug, right? Your cat's dead, right?
You know what is just a TV thing?
Ooh.
The king of the neighborhood thing. Do you know what I mean? Like Burbs or whatever, like one guy who's sort of like
kind of running things,
right? Or like King of the Hill, Hank Hill, or you know, there's like this thing that's not real. Like, there's never like, who was the king of your neighborhood?
Me, man.
Nah, well, that's because nobody else lived there.
That's right.
It was you and chickens.
Yeah,
you better be the king.
I ran them chickens.
Chickens. Your chicken pimp.
Yeah.
Where's my money, bitch? My feed, bitch?
But there's always like, and I guess it's like just a TV show thing, but like,
where's my feathers, bitch?
No, you're still
sorry.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt.
What? Chicken feathers.
Where are my feathers?
Where are they? I'll cut you.
Hold on, Jonathan has something to say.
Yeah.
Okay, Jonathan's saying that the painting from Good Times would be a good painting to put.
I don't remember the painting from Good Times. What does it look like?
It looks like it's a very Afro.
Okay.
Looks like something they would like, if they were doing some African art thing at the Frist, it would be like.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, the one that JJ was a painter.
Oh, yeah.
And like with the people dancing and the.
I just don't remember it. I'm sorry.
Good Times. Well, I think everyone else knows what I'm talking about.
I believe you.
It's iconic. It's going in the museum.
Okay. Put it in there.
All right, let's just get the show.
Put it on the wall.
Moving right along like a swiftly flowing river. It's
like
time
a swift.
For
isn't a swift a bird or something?
A swift bird. A swift swift.
Isn't a swift a bird? Am I making that up?
It's a tailor. Brad's tip. Walnut oil.
Oh, yeah.
You got all kind of oils you can use. Get walnut oil. Here's what happened to me quite by accident. I'm making Chex Mix like, you know, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I needed some butter. I needed, because I was making a double batch, I needed a whole stick of butter.
Oh, man.
I had like a half stick of butter.
No.
I'm like, well, I've got some walnut oil.
Yeah.
It's still kind of a fatty paste thing. Put that walnut oil in there to make that. I'll tell you, this Chex Mix came out super crispy, and I put a little bit of cayenne pepper in there, and it kicked it up a notch. So there's a few tips all together. Use walnut oil when you're baking. You get that kind of nutty flavor to it. Don't use this Crisco shit. It's bullshit. Making cookies, get some walnut oil. Sure, it's a little more expensive. But what is life about?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to worry? Is that what you're going to worry? You save you $3 on... Get the walnut oil. Keep it in the fridge. The smoke... Yes?
How do you get...
I was going to get oil out of a walnut.
I was going to say, how do you get oil out of a walnut? They don't have tits.
You lube up their...
You really don't. You just
get their pussies dripping.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess it's a cold press,
I
would
assume. Does it come from the pussy?
The walnut's pussy.
Of the walnut?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Is that where, other oils come? Do all oils come from a pussy?
Essentially.
Okay. Like vegetable oil comes from like a carrot's pussy?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Carrot oil.
Yeah, but what does vegetable oil come from?
Dinosaurs.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, they pump it out of the ground. Don't believe everything you read.
All right.
All right.
Interesting.
It's all...
That stuff should be really expensive,
all
right?
All oil. Yeah. Okay, let's call Mark and get some financial advice.
The Mark?
Mark and Unson.
Oh.
Good evening.
Hey, Mark.
Hello.
Hello, friends.
How you doing?
Good. Just saw a guy get arrested at Target.
Uh-oh. What did he... Was shoplifting?
probably, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. They cuffed him.
They cuffed him?
What?
Damn.
They cuffed him.
I mean, I guess they have to.
In the parking lot.
Wow. Mm.
And the cop cars had us blocked in for like 20 minutes.
So. Motherfuckers.
Did you react? Did you have your gun with you?
Did you stand your ground?
Yeah, I stood my ground. Only had to upload my clip 3 times.
Well, if you had bigger magazines, you wouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, libtards.
Yeah, snowflakes.
Well, if you're not too shook up, we do have some financial advice to ask of you.
Oh, I love financial advice.
Okay, well, on this one, we're talking about everybody, a rite of passage for most families is the trip to Disney. Whoa. Disneyland, Disney World.
Right,
and
yeah.
Let's be honest, oh boy, for all of us who've done it, that ain't no cheap trip. Mm-mm. So how do you do that, Mark? How would you tell someone to go about budgeting and saving and executing this plan to go to Disney?
Well, here's what I tell them. The reason that most families do that, yeah. Most families are also broke and in debt up to their eyeballs.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say, you know what? Don't save for Disney. You don't need to go to Disney.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. The kid's happy. The kid cries half the time.
I don't know, man. A lot of families, like a lot of kids, lose their shit over just the notion that they're going to go to Disney. You've got months of leveraging, we're going to go to Disney, over them to get good behavior out of them, manipulate them, teach them about how...
Isn't that what Christmas and birthdays are?
That's, I know, but then you get a whole other one.
Well, you know, if you're going to do it...
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Don't
overdo it.
Find out how much it's going to cost.
It's a lot.
And then add 20% to it. And then save that much. Because it's always going to cost more than you think.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you get in there, we're talking about...
Ooh.
I got like a Coke. You got refills on it, but like the cup was like $17.
Yeah.
To have soda.
Exactly, yeah.
Just and go to Dollywood.
Exactly. Go to Dollywood and come back that night. Don't even stay overnight.
Yeah. All right.
Get home. You get an hour on the way back. So,
oh, that's true.
That's true.
You know, they close at 11. You could be home by 1:30 in the morning.
That's awesome.
No hotel.
Yeah, and they've got like robot singing elves and shit, I think.
Sure.
Something like that. I'm trying to remember what they have at Dollywood.
They got lots of wood.
They got wood. Mm-hmm. Hell, have you seen Dolly Parton? Of course you got wood.
Hey.
Yeah. Walt Disney also had fake tits.
Wow. Oh.
Who knew?
Here's the thing I feel bad for. People with like $400 a month car payments.
Oh, yeah.
All this other stuff. And then they are like, hey, we're going to go to Disney on our credit card.
Oh, yeah.
So a $3,000 trip is going to end up costing them $5,600 by the time they pay off their credit card.
It's just insane. But people do it.
And then, you don't have money to put yourself in a nursing home.
Okay. Well, your advice, like it often is just don't do it.
Yeah,
I always ask you, how's the best way to do this thing? I'll tell you the best way. Don't do it. Don't wait. I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just, you know, it's a different way to look at the world. You ain't got to do all this shit, this touristy shit.
Yeah, you don't have to do everything. You know what? Sometimes when Johnny doesn't get to go to Disneyland when he's a kid,
yeah,
he can work hard, save up money that his parents didn't have, and then be debt free, and then take his kids to Disneyland.
Right.
He actually has the cash to do it.
And kids are dumb. I mean, Mark's right. Just go to Gatlinburg and tell them they went to Disney. They won't fucking know the difference.
Bring Mickey ears with you and just put them on them in photos.
There's plenty of real rats running around.
Hey, just Photoshop your kid when he's a kid into a bunch of Disney pictures. Show him that when he's 13.
You didn't even appreciate it.
There you go.
You
love this small world after all.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you for your time and attention. Sorry about the police. You did help. You always help. We would be lost without you, Mark.
My pleasure, gentlemen.
Bye.
Enjoy your podcast.
Yeah, well, you know,
thank you, Mark.
Bye, Sean.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Got a special shout out.
Wow. Bye, Sean.
Feels pretty good.
Okay, that was Mark Anunson helping us as he always does. Now it is time, as everybody knows, it's time for Gary's special segment.
Hey everyone, this is Gary's Fantasy Trailer Corner.
Whoa.
Oh.
It's a new segment I'm working on.
I like this already.
So I'm a big fan of the 1990 movie classic Demolition Man.
Who isn't? It's great.
Yeah, it's great. It's got sci-fi. It's got action.
Shells.
Romance. Yeah, it's fantastic.
You pee in the shells or something.
Yeah. So I wanted to make kind of my own new trailer for a little reboot I'm working on.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of got a bit of a Disney influence on it. So
what?
All right.
Okay. See what you guys think.
In the year 2032, society has descended into violence and crazy haircuts. Criminals control everything, and a cyberkinetic Donald Trump is president of the New World Order.
I'm going to take such good care of women's health care issues, you won't even believe it.
But one man is about to change everything.
He's been frozen for over 60 years. Do you really think he can stop this?
Guess there's only one way to find out.
Oh my God. It's...
It's Walt Disney, bitch. Let's bibbidi-bobbidi some bad guys. Two mortal enemies from another time. You're about to enter a whole new world of pain, bitch. Will be unleashed on a future that isn't big enough for the both of them. Starring Sylvester Stallone as Walt Disney. It's a small world, bitch. Wesley Snipes as Cyborg Donald Trump.
I cherish women.
Rob Schneider as the hilarious comic relief.
Probably been the animal, you know.
And Sandra Bullock as the woman.
Help! I'm a woman!
Welcome to the heaviest place on earth, bitch. Walt Disney is the Disney-lition man. Rated R for graphic violence and anti-Semitism.
Wow.
I'd see that movie.
That sounds great.
Boy, I can't wait for the fan art that's going to pour in.
Oh, yeah, man.
Wesley Snipes does a great Donald Trump impression.
He does, yeah.
It's really good. Unbelievable.
Sylvester Stallone's is all right.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do you want?
It turns into like a New York cabbie about halfway through.
Little boy. Hey, little boy. Hey, there. What's going on? What's going on? What's
Where
going
you
on?
Headed? 16th Street.
All right, guys. Now it is time for Sean's Corner.
Hi. Hello. My name is Sean Parrott, and I'm here to give you an early Christmas gift.
Oh.
You may know this from listening to the show, but I'm a big fan of making podcasts.
Loves it.
But I also love making little playlists for the people. Yeah. And, you know, when it's around Christmas time, I like to spread the good news with my Christmas playlist. If you want to listen to Christmas songs for, let's see, what does it say? 5 hours and 14 minutes.
That's doable.
That's good. You can. Just all you need to do, and this is the same way we did it with the other one, just go over to my profile on Spotify, search for my name, Sean Parrott, look for the picture of Gary with a Santa Claus hat on it. On it, him, sorry, it. I don't know which one which you go with.
Wow.
And then check out the Christmas tracks. It's got one, you will lose Wham-pocalypse because there's two different versions of Last Christmas on here.
Oh, no.
There's some deep cuts. I got a few songs by the DBs. Not a lot of people like the DBs, but I'm spreading the good news. Got some Randy Trav. Everybody loves Randy Trav.
Huh.
Got some OJs.
May I ask
yes.
something? Is this like your haunted, spooky list has to be played in a particular order?
It must be played...
In order.
In order.
Okay.
Honestly, it doesn't really matter. This is the tough part. Because there's enough songs that if you shuffle it, it'll suck, but it won't suck that much.
Mm-hmm.
But if you play it in order, it's going to be perfect.
But you put it in an order that...
I put it in the exact right order.
Okay.
And if even one of these songs was moved, I don't know, God will die? God himself will die.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we don't want that. We want God to live on.
No, he's great.
He's the best.
Yeah.
There's so many fun tracks... Just tons of great, fun tracks for all the kids. Lots of dumb shit, lots of fun shit, and lots of idiot shit for all the people.
Sounds fucking dope.
And, you know, of course it has, like any great Christmas playlist, Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. Oh. The Christmas classic.
Fucking Christ.
And anybody who doesn't like it is a fool.
I'm a fool. Well, I hope Mr. T piddles me. God, fuck.
Great song.
There needs to be a game where you have to not listen to that. I'd play that fucking
No,
game.
I love it, man. That synth is awesome. Yeah.
It sounds like a slight.
All right, I don't even want to think about that anymore. Let's do an ad.
Oh, okay.
Hey, this is Nat Keefe from Hot Buttered Rum. This podcast is part of the Osiris Podcast Network.
All right, now you know what time it is. All the things have been done. The banter, the Brad's tip, the Gary's special segment.
I don't know what.
Phone call, Sean's
corner. What happens after that?
Talking to Jonathan and Ad. You know what happens now?
No.
Which is better?
What?
Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now.
Which is better, Disney versus Warner Brothers?
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
Disney. These masters of entertainment industry, with their tentacles all through our lives.
Their tentacles.
Disney's and Warner Brothers' gut reaction.
They sunk their tentacles into us.
We haven't sunk tentacles yet.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Well, they have, I guess.
Let's save the tentacles for later. I'm going to say WIB. I'm going to say tentatively WIB.
Okay.
Though I don't really care about either of these things. But, you know, I've seen enough of both of them that I can speak relatively learnedly on them. But
they encompass so much that I feel like we need to scale in. Because, we're talking about Disney. It's like, now we're talking about Star Wars. Now, Warner Brothers is like fucking the Bourne Identity, probably. Yeah. Who the fuck knows? Mm-hmm. We're going to keep it a little bit narrow. But, okay, Gary, Disney and Warner Brothers.
I'm going to have to go Warner Brothers, too.
Oh, shit. Wow. That's really surprising to me.
Disney makes movies for cowards, for weak people.
Yep.
Handle reality.
Yep. Thank you. Sing it.
Accept that people die from anvils.
Tell them, Gary. You know? These motherfuckers.
Yeah, instead of just bibbity-bobbity stuff, it's not realistic.
No.
Welcome to the real world, Disney.
100% on board. Gary convinced me. That's the episode, guys.
Yeah. Wow,
thank you for listening.
Have a good night.
No need to... you know what? I feel like just to be arguing, I should say Disney, but I hate Disney. I hate...
Really? You hate Disney?
I hate Disney, the idea of it.
Really?
Yeah, because Disney, for one thing, fucked up... public domain laws.
Yeah. How so?
You write a book called Moby Dick.
Okay, I did write a book called Moby Dick.
And after 50 years, anybody can take those characters and have fun with them.
Yeah.
And Disney, once Mickey Mouse's time was about to run up, they spent a lot of their huge money to change the laws to where... You can't start doing Steamboat Willie shit. You can't have Mickey Mouse as not a public figure the way Pinocchio. And ironically, Cinderella, Snow White, a lot of things Disney uses.
Little Mermaid.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like it'd be different if they hadn't cashed in so much on these kind of public properties.
Free things, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
And then when it's kind of their time to pay into the world, because, a lot of people could take... the character Frankenstein and do something cool with him. We wouldn't have Hotel Transylvania if we did.
Right.
If you fucking lock down all these copyrights and
stuff. I didn't even want to think about a world where there's no Hotel Transylvania.
No. No.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the greatest Adam Sandler cartoon
about
Dracula series of all times, right?
So I don't like Disney. I think we're all starting off saying Warner. Wow. Yeah. So this is Disney's to win.
Good luck, Disney.
It's Warner's to lose. That's the gut reaction. Let's talk about the men. We're talking about Walt Disney.
Okay.
And we're talking about Yakko and Wacko.
Oh, shit.
Warner.
We're talking about Albert, Sam, Harry, and Jack, the Warner brothers, who themselves there were four of them. Albert, Sam, Harry, and Jack.
Oh, there was four of them?
You cut the one out?
Harpo, Gropo,
Bro.
Yakko, and Wacko.
Gropo is
Gropo.
George Bush, right?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Or Spike Lee. Wait, no. Stanley, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Stanley's dead. George Bush is dead. They're fucking molesting angels now.
They're up in heaven.
They're up
grabbing
in heaven.
The butts of angels.
Yeah.
Maybe they're in hell with Stephen Hawking.
And all the pit bulls who've ever died. Actually, yeah.
I think the ground in hell is made out of pit bulls.
That's all true. Dogs go to heaven, but all pit bulls go to hell. It's my new book.
Have I talked about this before? I had a youth pastor that told my mother that dogs don't go to heaven.
Oh.
I don't know if I've talked about that on the podcast.
Wow. Why would you even say that? When your mom was little?
No. Oh. I mean, when she was old, she was already, she was already my mother by then.
But do you think she was like, first of all, do you think she needed that information? And do you think she internalized
I think she
it
asked.
As truth?
Huh. She was like
seriously asked? Like she wanted to know if dogs go to heaven?
So, yes. I mean, basically he was like, well, they don't, I mean, it's not like they're going to pray or have souls or,
right.
It's not like a dog's going to ask for forgiveness for all of its sins and then go to heaven.
It'd be funny to see a dog pray though. Like with his hands together.
I do love that whenever like you corner a pastor or someone and then they kind of rely on, well, that's dumb. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry that was dumb. A human soul, of course, there's all these nuances, but a dog, what?
Yeah.
How's that gonna work?
I don't think dogs go to heaven.
I don't either.
I don't think they have souls. But that's a Donald Bluth movie, so that doesn't count in all of this.
Oh yeah, you're right.
What a weird, oddly not Disney cartoon.
It's Disney.
It does have that feel, yeah. Who's in that? Isn't it, what's his name who just died with the mustache?
Bush.
No. The actor?
The actor with the mustache.
Who was it? Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds died?
Am I imagining that? Yes, Burt Reynolds definitely died, but wasn't he in All Dogs Go to Heaven? Am I imagining that?
Does he go to heaven?
He was put down.
If you star in All Dogs Go to Heaven, do you
go to heaven?
Okay, we've got so many cartoons to talk about. Let's focus on All Dogs or Rockadoodle or whatever the fuck.
Wait.
Warner Brothers. No one knows them individually.
I know nothing about them. We know a lot
about Walt Disney, and I don't think it's good stuff. He's an anti-Semite, property theft, and he was an anti-Semite.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And a visionary.
Yeah.
Who changed the world.
I'm going to say...
it's a mixed bag.
Even though he's evil, I'm going to say Disney, because I went to see this cool exhibit in, I think it was in San Francisco in the Presidio. They, for some reason, had this... exhibit that was all about Salvador Dali and Walt Disney.
Oh,
and like, I guess they were chums and they were trying to work on some cartoon together.
I could see that.
And so I was like, oh, okay, yeah. He's evil, but he's friends with Salvador Dali, so that's cool enough for me. Like that.
I've heard, I don't remember who, but I've heard older silver screen actors and stuff telling stories about Walt Disney and how he had a handler, like he had like a guy. Because he'd start drinking and he starts talking about the fucking Jew. And this guy would kind of like pull him out of the room.
Oh, yeah.
He's like kind of kept him from.
It's really?
It's a guy in a goofy costume.
Yeah, like,
oh, gosh.
I also heard,
you might want to slow down.
I also heard that like in Disney, they were like upstairs of some of like the rides and thing. They were like kind of apartments to like chill him out in.
Really?
That's what I heard. Maybe that's not true. Do you think he was frozen? Or is that true? Is that just like a myth?
I was researching it on Snopes today.
Yeah.
And it's kind of up in the air. I mean, there's proof that he was cremated, like documents, but who knows?
Okay. Who had a better big start? Now, Warner Brothers' first big thing was The Talkies. Maybe a movie you've heard of, Sean? Jazz Singer?
I've heard of that.
And of course, Steamboat Mickey. Was the beginning of Disney's, because up till then Disney had been, he'd done that little rabbit, and then the place he worked for was like, this is our rabbit, and he's like, well, fine, I'm gonna make basically the same guy but with like round ears.
Yeah.
And
he's got circle ears.
And then it went from there.
I'm gonna go Steamboat Willie.
Yeah,
that fucking whistling is so good.
It's a good ass whistling.
And I like how
there's whistling and jazz singer though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right.
Jazz singer. Okay, I'll give it blackface though.
That's true.
So.
That's true.
Damn. And Mickey's kind of the opposite. Mickey has white face.
I saw a thing that like all these old like cartoons with like the white gloves and the Mickey and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That is like, forgive me, cooning. It is the kind thing the jazz singer is like blackface stuff. It's it's like all those cartoons are kind of racist from the get go. So,
and
okay.
This is little
they break
fact.
Even on racism.
No.
Yes, go ahead.
I can't say the fact. It was just, I was just going to say that I was wondering, like, how many fingers people had back then. Did they have less fingers in the old days? Or
I think it's easier to draw.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That'd be scary if you saw people with big-ass fingers that were cartoon-sized.
Yeah.
It's probably from all the factories they were working
in. Yeah. Everyone loses a pinky.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll make them feel better.
Yeah.
Bugs or Mickey? Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, Bugs.
Bugs, man.
Yeah.
Of course.
Hands down.
He's funny.
Yeah, it's hands funny down. As hell.
Yeah. When has Mickey Mouse ever done anything funny?
No.
Bugs is awesome. Is
Bugs, all the Looney Tunes are way better.
He uses guns.
Yeah.
Shoots people.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot more violent.
Yes, he's also like godlike.
And the music's better.
In Duck Amuck, he's like controlling. He's an animator somehow.
Yeah.
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 He's a god. He's very powerful.
He's got great costumes.
Yes. He's hot. Got big old fake tits that are just hot as hell.
All right. So we're saying from Bugs and Mickey, we're talking about all the tunes. So
all of them.
Oh.
There's Disney movies and there's Warner Brothers tunes. I mean.
Yeah. Are any are any of the Pixar's?
Batman, the animated series. That's all.
That's all WB's.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these umbrellas go pretty wide.
Are the Pixars fitting into the Disneys? Or are we counting
let's
them or not?
Not. Okay. I mean, technically, yeah. And I guess technically a lot of shit is. But
okay.
Nah, I'm talking about like Disney when you think of like Disney shit.
I just like never want to watch a Disney movie.
Nah.
I mean, sometimes like Fantasia's cool.
Yeah.
Snow White's cool.
Is it?
It's cool.
Is it?
Yeah, I like it.
I don't know. I don't like Snow White because it's so that warbly. Oh my god damn, when was this ever considered good music?
In the old day, man.
It's drawn weird. I do like Jungle Book.
It's just Christina Aguilera.
Jungle
Book, I guess. Yeah,
Jungle Book's good,
but man, Space Jam.
Yeah,
Space Jam, man. Fucking sucks.
Michael Jordan, fantastic actor.
I hate Space Jam.
Better actor than basketball player.
Yeah,
the animation in Space Jam is just the worst animation just, in history. Bad.
Why did you make them all shadowy? It's so shiny. Trying to make them 3D.
It's so weird.
All right, better tunes. I say Warner Brothers.
I say Warner Brothers too. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we got fucking Tweety. We haven't even talked about fucking Tweety.
Tweety, man.
I did like
fucking
those
Taz.
Jiminy Cricket like instructional things.
I'm
that were,
Taz.
Like, about safety
fucking,
and shit.
What a milquetoast fucking bitch.
He was rude.
Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah.
What did Jiminy Cricket do?
I'm He's no just... fool, no siree.
Yeah.
Hey, you stupid fucking kids.
What was he telling kids not to do?
Like, not just eat and then swim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that really dangerous? I know they say that, but is that really dangerous?
No, I do it every day.
Also, Disney had like. In a bold move, they're like, hey, let's have one of our duck professor characters be just a goofy Nazi.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Based off a Nazi. Like, oh, this is Professor.
Yeah.
We're going to teach you today about him. Like, it's a Nazi that's based on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was a Nazi who was on Disney television.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You find out Huey, Louie, and Dewey are actually like clones.
They're all like Aryan.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
They all are white ducks.
Yeah, you don't see any brown ducks.
You don't
on
see
there.
Any white ducks.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. Yeah. Well, we'll get to that.
We've got blue eyes.
Yep.
Better parks. We've got...
What is the WB park?
Oh, what are they, Six Flags? There's some park that has... Whatever. It's
there's Six Flags,
Disney.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Six Bugs Flags does have Bugs.
I met Bugs there.
Did you meet Bugs?
Yeah, he was very, very friendly.
What did he say to you?
He told me to... meet him in the employee locker room.
Yeah, what happened?
He took that glove off.
Well, let's just say his carrot.
what's up your butt, Doc?
Yeah. Want to play, Doc? That's what he said.
Bugs put his dick in a glory hole, and it came up out of a glory hole behind him.
Wow. It fucked his own butt.
Poked him in the butt.
That's fun.
He drew a tunnel on my ass.
He splattered. He splattered jizz everywhere. Then he looked at the camera and you heard, I'm on my little baby love shoulder.
Ain't I a stinker?
Oh, Elmofod was so fucking gay.
Was he gay?
He was gay.
I didn't know he was gay.
Elmofod gay as fuck.
When Bugs looked at me, I just looked like a giant ass to him.
He's called Bugs because he has little fucking lice all over his balls.
Yeah.
Really? Sick.
Those are the bugs. Yeah. He's got...
Like crabs?
Cootie crabs. Mm-hmm. Rabbit crabs.
Is a crab a lice?
A crab is a type of lice.
I didn't know that.
And they're going extinct.
Really?
Because all this pussy shaving you girls are crazy about.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
Destroying the habitat of the mighty, majestic dick louse.
Bald eagle.
You know, Bug died of Lou Carrot's disease.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, tonight, night.
It was really hard because he went to the doctor and the doctor came in and he looked sad and he said, "What's up, Doc?"
What a great episode.
We're imagine not having to do that.
We forgot to record it.
Oh, did we stop? Did we start recording?
Oh, yeah. Let me hit the button.
Beggar Parks.
Beggar Parks.
Better Parks.
Ship Vest. Better Parks.
I've had more
fun. I'm doing callbacks to an episode that we haven't heard yet.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Better Parks, Disney.
Obviously. I say. Oh, really?
Come on.
I'm a Six Flags head.
Come on, though. Dang.
When I was a kid, we went to Six Flags. There was a Six Flags in New Jersey or maybe Pennsylvania. It was close to us.
Yeah.
Used to go to that a lot. I don't remember anything about Disney. We went there when I was a kid. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Disney, I mean, all whatever aside, Disney is just like, they've got it to a science. There's not one square inch of that place that isn't built for entertaining and getting your money out of you. Six Flags is like a traveling show that like just stayed.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like the fair, but like,
it's like a permanent carnival.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like,
I'll tell you why I don't like Disney.
Why?
When I was a kid, I wanted one of those hats from Back to the Future 2.
Uh-huh.
You know, the like really fucked up looking Back to the Future 2 hats.
Okay.
And they we were at Disney and I didn't get one.
Aw.
Fuck, man.
So that's what ruined my life.
I'll tell you, when I was little, I went to Disney. I was the only grandkid who went to Disney because I would go stay with my Pennsylvania grandparents by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else wanted to stay in town, hang with their friends and stuff. So I wanted to go out. And they were passing through Tennessee to go to Florida to visit some friends. And when we went, they took me to Disney and no one else got to go. So it was like one of the few special just me grandparents thing. I went. I remember I did it. Had like very special memories about it. I loved it. I've gone. Hannah, my daughter, liked Disney a lot. So we went. I don't know. I think I've been to Disney like 5 times now.
Whoa.
Which is a lot for anyone to go. And even like a couple years back, Hannah loved Disney even as an adult. And she did like an internship there and she was working there. And so for Christmas, we went up and we spent Christmas at Disney, which is weird. I wouldn't recommend it because it's warm and you don't feel Christmassy at all, even though. But Disney's already Christmassy. It's covered in lights.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking over the top. Everything's over the top all the fucking time. And you'd go to like the Animal Kingdom. And they'd have like a big tree with decorations that are all animals and things like that. And it was like they just the attention to detail. You got a Disney.
I think I would
like
a
whole thing.
Disney Christmas more than Six Flags Christmas.
It's like, you know, I know we were, maybe this is not on this episode, but at some point we were talking about Dave and Buster's. It's like just Dave and Buster's every fucking
We love D&B.
It's so fucking expensive. But the parks, I'm going to say, goes to Disney, but apparently I'm outvoted. You guys say.
I don't know. Gary has not really come down on a side.
Have you been to either or both?
I went to Disney last year, and I was so depressed, so I'm going to say Six Flags.
Hell yeah.
I mean, Disney did have Banksy pulled a prank on
him
and put, like, terrorists.
I was thinking it was... It'd be funny, like, if you killed yourself at Disney World ruined everybody's day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, jumped off at Epcot Center. Like, just bouncing off the fucking hexagons.
I bet though, it wouldn't get in the papers. I bet, because Disney has that hold over.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't someone get, like, their feet ripped off on some ride?
Well, that kid got eaten by an alligator.
Yeah, kid got eaten by a robot alligator.
No, a real one.
A real alligator. A cyborg. It was half cyborg.
It was a robot alligator and a real alligator.
Yeah, fighting.
Wow. They tore him in half.
Yeah. Everybody thought it was a... Yeah.
They thought it was part of the show.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Peter Pan.
Well, they were doing like they were doing like one of those Star Wars kind of act out shows and they didn't realize that one of the lightsabers was real.
Oh,
and like a kid got his fucking dick cut off.
Shit. His dick?
His whole dick.
From the root?
Yeah. I mean, there was only like 7 inches of dick left. He got what's that? 20 inches cut off? This is dumb. Grow up. Bigger dick.
Oh, speaking of dick.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Bigger dick.
I'm going to say Disney. Or
Disney got a bigger dick?
No, Warner Brothers.
Fuck.
I think Warner Brothers got a bigger dick.
Bugs.
Disney seemed like they ain't even got a dick.
No.
Ain't no dick energy.
No, they're not acknowledging that dicks exist.
Yeah.
Bugs, there's like sex appeal. There's fucking the top. They're like, when
cross-dressing.
Yosemite Sam will like chase. Yeah, yeah. There's like sexuality
in when their eyes bug out.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a representation of two dicks.
That's getting a boner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Bigger dick. All right.
Oh, jack my eyes off.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cry all over your belly.
My tongue.
More racist.
Man. Oh, which is more racist?
It's a tough call.
That is tough.
I mean, I think
probably Warner Brothers, man. They really went hard.
Well, yeah, but
Disney's got Song of the South.
Disney's got Song of the South.
Rare Rabbit
Uncle,
and
Uncle Remus. And
yeah, you know what happens at Uncle Remus.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's real bad.
Well, and you've also got, like, I think that as racist as the Bugs Bunny cartoons were,
yeah,
like, there's, you know, Google up some banned Bugs Bunny cartoons and you'll see, like, a little black kid who's basically a Elmer Fudd, Yosemite Sam foil to Bugs,
yeah,
but he's a black kid and it's so racist.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's also during World War II, they had a lot of like a very anti-Japanese and they would just say, call them nips and they would do a hero
praise
and they would be really, really racist, like South Park level racist.
I've seen a Bucktooth Daffy Duck some racist shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
I feel like in those cartoons, even like those people would be destroyed. Like they would be killed or nearly or nearly killed because you know because they were our enemy so we could actually actually kill them in a cartoon.
They were like a goofy thing, you'd like throw dynamite down their pants and stuff like that, but and that's bad, of course. But I think the Disney racism is just the fact that there was just never black people. They were never even in a playful way. And I think that like Warner Brothers, as awful as it was, it was like, you know, are we making fun of Speedy Gonzalez, or is he the hero?
That's hard
to
tell.
I mean, we're sort of like, you know, he's not, he's, but at least he's somewhat, I don't want to say represented, but at least there's like, hey, there's this other culture, there's this other thing, whereas Disney's like, nope, everyone's white. We're going to, here's Aladdin. Aladdin's a white guy. They're all just white people in a different kind of scenery.
Yeah.
And I mean, it wasn't really until, you know, you've got like the Princess and the Frog, but that seems like a kind of deliberate trying just to not be, you know.
Never seen that one.
Yeah.
Just for some reason, that one was in the newest Wreck-It Ralph. The Princess and the Frog princess was in the Wreck-It Ralph.
Well, it's because they were like, we have to have, like, you know how Trump will have a rally and have like the one black guy in the state.
Yeah.
Standing behind him.
Yeah.
And if you like break down the videos, it's always the same black guy
who
they must ship from state to state or whatever.
Sure.
But like, I think that's why Princess and the Frog wasn't a big Disney hit, but they're just like, no, we got to show people that we've got a black girl princess.
We did it.
Even though it's like, it's tone deaf that you're princessing still anyway, like the whole princess thing is already kind of frowned upon, I think. And you're like, no, but we got different races of princesses. I know, but we're trying to, people are people. Nah. Look at this harem of sexy different races. We got Jasmine. She's an Indian or something. I don't know what she is.
Man.
We got Pocahontas is a real Indian.
Yeah. I don't know.
But we're talking about racist.
Yeah. It seems like Warner Brothers more actively racist.
I mean, I guess the cartoons kind of came off racist, and that's true. I'm talking about just sort of behind the scenes. I think Disney was like,
he was probably
just
more racist.
I think Disney was more racist.
I feel like if you're trying to hide it, then you're probably really racist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Song of the South is pretty bad, though.
Song of the South is rough.
Yeah.
All right. I do have it on DVD if you guys want it.
Oh, that's a collector's item.
Yeah.
More sexist.
Mm.
Huh.
If we think about Warner Brothers, if we think about Looney Tunes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of girls around. There's
not
Granny.
At all. Yeah.
Granny's a girl. Broomhilda the Witch, I guess, is a girl.
Those are not positive.
Tweety's a boy.
I think Tweety's a boy, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's on a lot of like extra long sleep shirts for some reason. I don't know why.
He is.
I don't know why that is.
I've got one for every night.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they have, like different day names on them?
It's him in like different styles.
Oh, like bondage gear.
Yeah.
Or?
Show me your putty.
Nice.
It's got a hole in the crotch.
He's
hell
like,
yeah.
To the, you know how they've like someone discovered that Big Eyes is like a baby, and like Tweety Bird is like just past Powerpuff Girls, past like he's just like the most extreme. He's not. He's just eyeballs and feet.
He's got no brain. He's it's just eyeballs. Huge,
this teeny mouth, like a tenth of the size of his own pupil.
He's always screaming because they hurt so bad.
Well, and it's like, and whenever Sylvester will look at him, and then like, you know, in the cartoons when you look at someone and you like a bird, and then you see them as like a fried chicken,
right?
Yeah,
it's like when you take away the head and the feet, it's like he's a damn size of a pea. It's like, why are you trying to eat this motherfucker? Yeah. He's all brain and eyes.
You eat some head cheese.
I guess so.
Like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, they
That's true.
I don't know. Do birds have head cheese?
I don't know. I mean, I if they don't wash their dick very well.
I thought I saw a schmegma.
I did.
So true. Is that Sylvester?
Fucking wipe your mouth, Sylvester.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Man, they must have had a towel, like a spit towel. Down. Was that a Mel Blanc?
They had to change the mic every 5 minutes.
Short now.
Fucking rusted it.
It was probably an old, one of those old ribbon mics. I'm sure he was fucking up the mic when they were doing it.
I say, although there's a lot of transvestite shit going on in Bugs Bunny.
Yeah,
there's
sure.
I think that you know, as far as sexist, I don't know. I think that like,
hello, nurse.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's sexist. But Disney's like, oh, I'm a princess, save me for a very long time, and I know they're trying to undo that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think that like, and this is dumb. But I think that, like, we can acknowledge that, you know, boys and girls can be different and have different strengths. And I don't think that, like, taking a girl character and just making her into a boy character, like, oh, I shoot a bow and arrow and I'm doing all this stuff. I was like, well, just, what? You can be a girl and not act like a boy to be the hero. You can be a girl in your own way and whatever. Anyway, I think everybody's sexist and good because...
Wow.
Because what else would we talk about?
Is there a question about speech impediments? Because these are big time speech impediments.
I usually leave a. Did I miss anything?
Yeah. Okay. We'll save it.
Okay. Sexist and homophobic. Who's more homophobic?
Ooh, man.
I'm gonna say Warner Brothers because Disney had. I mean, Timon and Pumbaa were like gay characters. I feel like
are they gay?
I mean, that's what my church told me.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah,
they were didn't know they were gay.
These homo Timon and Pumbaa.
I mean, that I guess it never is occurred Nathan Lane, right?
Yeah,
no, that's true. Oh, okay, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but, you know, Bugs would, like, dress up like a girl and kiss Elmer Fudd right on the mouth.
Yeah.
You know? And nobody was like, what the fuck, you fucking queers? You know, it was always like,
was
but
funny.
Also the joke was, the punchline was, being girl.
Right.
So
I'll say Warner Brothers, man. I think they're homophobic.
Yeah, homophobes.
I mean, Disney's been pro gay for quite a while. They've been promoting the gay agenda.
Oh, they love the gay agenda.
They do pride parades and stuff, right?
God, churches.
I think they do.
Our church would just lose it over like Disney being gay for fucking years.
Really?
Yeah.
What did Disney do that was gay?
I don't know. I don't remember, but I'm just in the 90s, they were like, Disney likes gay people, so we can't watch it.
Was it Aladdin with the vest? No shirt vest look?
That's what it was.
That's turning people.
Yeah, people are like, man, I just love his bronze skin.
Yeah.
All right. Who's more
anti-Semitic? Ooh.
I think Disney, man.
Disney, definitely. Yeah. I don't. I mean, I'm sure Warner Brothers were as anti-Semitic as anyone was back in the fucking 20s. But
I don't know. I mean, I feel like back in those days, everybody but Disney was a Jewish person who was running a studio, right?
Wow. I don't know if I can get on board with what you're saying, Sean.
I'm just saying that most of the studios were owned by Jewish people.
Wow. Was Scrooge McDuck like a...
He's a duck. I mean, Scottish. I don't think he has a race.
I think he's Scottish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's an MC, yeah.
I mean, the Christmas Carol, it's like he's against Christmas and all that stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe there was like a little bit of a thing in there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So which one do you think?
Disney.
Disney?
Yeah.
Okay. Just because of Walt?
Oh, boy. Definitely because of Walt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely because of Walt. Okay. All right. Now, guys, you know what time it is. Let's do a little elixir personification.
Oh, wow.
We'll get to
shit.
The bottom of this. All right. We'll have Mickey talking to Bugs Bunny. I guess it auto-corrected to Biggs because I'm like, Biggs Bunny.
Yeah.
So, Sean, you want to be Mickey? And Gary, you be Bugs. We'll give you a little interview. You guys all set?
Ready.
All right. Hey, guys.
Oh. Hi.
What's up, Doc?
So, how are you fellas doing?
Oh, doing good. How you doing there, Brad?
Doing pretty good.
How do I know your name? It's a good question, isn't it?
You know every, like Santa, you know every little boy.
Oh, yes. I know a lot of little boys. Go ahead.
Anybody got any carrots?
No, I don't have any carrots.
So, what do you guys think about just Jews in Hollywood, basically? Oh, how do you feel about that?
Well, first thing, George Soros is the devil himself, Doc.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. He seems nice. I mean, he's paying for people like me to protest things. It's very nice.
The Jews control media play. Have you ever been there?
The store?
Doc?
Got out of business.
Is that still open?
Oh, they're still open.
They're all
the Jews are open.
Underground.
Wow, this is a little too much for me. Be nice, Bugs. I thought you were a nice person. Bunny.
Well, you guys both started, not starred, but you were cameoed in Roger Rabbit together. There's that one scene when you fall off the building. How was that like working together?
It was fun.
Really stretching this one out.
He used to be a little bit less right. I don't know. Is it racist to be anti-Semitic? Is it the same thing? I don't even know.
I think it counts. I think it's a special kind of racism.
Okay.
It was a nightmare working with this rat, let me tell you.
What?
Fucking pellets everywhere.
Oh, does he shit on?
Yes. Little egg-sized turds.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Wow, I'm back.
All right, let me throw up this elixir.
I feel crazy.
I think you drank some Urkel elixirs.
Yeah, I drank some cheese.
What happened, Gary?
All right. Did we miss anything? Sean, you had a...
Speech impediments.
Speech impediments.
Oh, yeah.
Better or worse? I guess better speech impediments?
I think that Mel Blanc just thought that a fucking speech impediment was a character.
Yeah, all of them have speech impediments.
Yeah.
Well, I picture him like hanging out of a special needs school with like a notepad.
Yeah,
he's writing stuff down.
Oh, yeah.
Some little kid walking
around.
I'll say, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. I love that.
His fucking tongue got stung by a man. Oh yeah,
Taz man.
Taz
is like to the nth degree. He's got a real voice.
I mean, Goofy's got a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Donald's definitely.
Donald definitely has.
But so does Daffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Donald and Daffy are essentially the same.
Yeah. Donald's just a little over the top.
Yeah. Donald's crazy. Daffy's
Mickey's kind of high pitched. That's not a.
That's just an unfortunate thing to be.
Yeah. Then everyone in Disney after a while just sort of sounded like a cool kid. Everybody just sort of had this weird grinny.
Yeah.
Cracker ass, cracker shit.
Well, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Max, Goofy's like, here's his son. Hi, Dad. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? You don't sound nothing like your dad. Even when you get angry, you sound like you start talking, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, okay. Did I miss anything else?
I don't know.
My brother would make Taz noises anytime he got in a fight when we were kids.
I'm Taz.
Yeah. God.
Did he do that?
Yeah. It hurt.
I bet that would scare you, though. If that was coming at you.
He chased a black boy around the neighborhood doing that.
Oh, God.
Wow. That little Warner part Brothers of it wasn't necessary.
It's maybe more racist.
Yeah, that's what it was. He was channeling Warner Brothers.
All right. Well, which is better?
I still think Warner Brothers, though they've all become very problematic.
I feel like, maybe my questions or whatever, I feel like we didn't really present a good case on either side. There's so much information, but these are vast companies, and they're just about money. They're just machines now. Mm-hmm. And we kind of focused on Looney Tunes versus like Disney cartoons, but really we would be here for fucking months if we talked about every fucking X-Men property, who owns Spider-Man this week,
or Animaniacs.
Animaniacs. I don't know. But we still got a gist of what we like and what we don't like. Yeah. I'm going to say Warner Brothers.
I'm still saying Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Gary?
I'm going to say...
Well, what about Disney?
WB, baby.
WWB.
WJB. WWJB.
Well, we settled it. That's all, Tinkerbell.
Got questions or comments? Of course you do. Just give us a call at 931-492-9789 or message us at whichisbetterpod.com. Or whichisbetterpodcast@gmail.com or Facebook at whichisbetterpod or also, geez, how many of these do they have? Twitter at whichisbetterer. And if somehow none of these are to your liking, Instagram, whichisbetterpod. I recommend just calling.
Osiris.